Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
An assassination attempt is contrary to everything we stand for as a nation, everything. It's not who we are as a nation. It's not America. And we cannot allow this to happen.
President Joe Biden condemning political violence following the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump at an election rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Biden ordered a review of security measures for the Republican National Convention set to start today and called for a separate review of security for Saturday's rally. The FBI has identified 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as the shooter. He was killed by the Secret Service. Crooks was a registered Republican, but records show he had made a small contribution to a progressive group in 2021. The motive is still under investigation. The Republican Party of Wisconsin says there won't be major changes at the RNC for now. Attendees have started arriving in Milwaukee, including Brenda Malewski, who calls Trump the best person to unite the country.
We still have the confidence knowing that Trump's going to be that person. We can have peace if you want it, all right? Let's just value people with differences.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina tells NBC he wishes he was surprised by the assassination attempt, but says he's been worried about something like that happening for a long time.
He represents a point of view that millions share. The rhetoric is way too hot, but I was just grateful that he made it. But let's don't forget, there's a man who lost his life by attending a political rally. He's dead.
A former Buffalo Township fire chief was killed in the shooting. According to spectators and his family, Corey Comparator died shielding his wife and daughters. Two other attendees were also shot but are reportedly in stable condition. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is calling on all leaders to speak and act with moral clarity.
We're all leaders need to take down the temperature and rise above the hateful rhetoric that exists and search for a better, brighter future for this nation.
On Friday, Biden held a highly anticipated news conference, trying to quell fears about his abilities. But Democratic Colorado Congressman Jason Crow says the party risks losing the election unless there's what he calls a major change.
In reading the tea leaves is very troubling for many of us right now. So we want to see a change.
There are now a total of 19 congressional Democrats calling for Biden to step aside. Finally, North Carolina has become the seventh state to put a state constitutional amendment on the November ballot that would require proof of citizenship to vote. Republican State Senator Phil Berger says it's needed to combat voter fraud, despite a lack of any evidence that non-citizen voting is an actual problem.
You can make a legalistic argument that something like that is already prohibited. However, I don't see any harm in including that as a constitutional amendment.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.